This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. President Trump is finding himself squeezed a little bit by a group of Republican state attorneys general. They have threatened to file suit on September the 5th, that is this coming Tuesday, unless Trump overturns DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program put in place by President Obama to let people who were brought here illegally as children stay and get work authorizations. For as human a story as this is, and it is also deeply economic, as Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains.
This week, the pro-immigration group Forward.us issued a report saying nearly 700,000 DACA recipients are legally employed right now. Tom Javits is at the Center for American Progress, which co-published the report.
DACA has unlocked the enormous economic potential of this population. 91% are employed. 5% have started their own businesses.
If DACA is repealed, hundreds of thousands of work authorizations will expire over the next 2 years, and Javits says those workers could then be dismissed. Critics of DACA argue that people who arrived in the U.S. without documentation, at whatever age, shouldn't be allowed to work and take jobs away from U.S. citizens. But economist Ray Perryman says the U.S. already has very low unemployment and a lot of unfilled jobs.
These people are not displacing U.S. workers, and if they left, we'd have a hard time replacing them.
Tamar Jacoby at Immigration Works, which favors more legal immigration, says a lot of DACA recipients have gone to college. They're working as nurses, teachers, lawyers. If they're dismissed, they
might be living lives in the shadows, just scraping by on the kinds of jobs that, you know, that you can get away with not proving your legal status.
Employers could find themselves in a legal gray area, too, uncertain whether to dismiss expired DACA workers to stay on the right side of the immigration laws, but possibly facing discrimination charges if they do. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.